You are listening to Not Your Average Podcast in the 716 with your host T and Mike on the Built in Buffalo Podcast Network.
Allen slinging it towards the end zone. It's caught. Beasley for the touchdown.
I'm messing up. I'm like, look at you. You're so silly.
It's draft day, Bills fans. Just bringing the new toys and the ambiance in the building. What's up, T?
What's up?
Over there. Chilling, you know, having fun with the new toy. Well, not new, but toys that y'all get to see because it's be at the shop. But, hey, everyone. Welcome. We're awesome, but you knew that. That's why you're here. See how you doing?
I am. You know what, Mike? I'm not going to lie to you. I am so excited. It's like Christmas, you know?
It is Christmas today.
It is.
Yes. Giddy, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Ready to see what it is. We're putting being slick back to work today.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So, everybody, welcome, first of all. And if you didn't know where you was, I'm going to tell you. I'm Mike, best T, anywhere we at. We in the place to be, shop 143. And this right here is Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. You heard the name.
You heard it.
Go Bills. Oh, and if you don't know, right on time for the draft day show. We're in Shop 143 Studios.
Yes.
Phil.
I love that.
Yes.
So, Mike and I have a show for you guys today. Yes. So, it's our draft show. We do things a little different here. I think someone's camping at the beach. Okay.
Camping
I love
at the
it.
Beach. Okay.
I love it, Joey.
Yeah. Water shoes.
Wear shoes. So this is our annual, draft show. I know you guys are tired of the mock drafts. You've seen enough. You've heard it.
I forgot how many they said that there was.
It's a lot.
Like 300 and something. I said,
I did one this year. Mm-mm. And rest in peace to the mock drafts. Okay.
Please.
Rest in peace to you.
Please.
Because we're over it. Mike and I didn't do one. We don't really particularly care because this is how I feel about mock drafts. Although I like them, right? I like to see like maybe where players will go. But to be quite honest with you, we don't know. Like, you know what I mean? It's fun to guess.
I don't like doing that. I'm not a fan.
I
hate that. And my wife loves to play the guessing game.
Really?
She loves that. Guess what I was doing the other day? Hey, no.
Tell me.
No, don't do that. You wasted a bracket of time. Just hit me with it. Don't do the guessing. And I feel like mock draft is a big guess because you can have your mock draft right in front of you. And just like the Final Four March Madness brackets. Everybody.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna lie. I do like doing that. I love doing the bracket. I'm not gonna lie. I do.
You got better luck doing the bracket than you do a draft.
You're right.
Right.
You're right.
You see how I connected that?
You're right. You're right.
I crossed it over. Yes. You have a better chance. So I feel like, you know what? I don't like mocking. I don't like when people mock me, so we're just going to go straight draft. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no. I love it. But if you're first-time listener, tuning in, or all of that ers.
Where you been at?
I'm sorry. Where have you been? And I'm sorry. But stay here now. So again, like I said, me and Mike, we don't do your typical draft show. We don't do any of that. We play games.
Gonna
so
fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. This is going to be a fun show today. I am going to ask Mike some questions. So our first game, before we get into that, Mike has no idea what I'm going to ask him. God. Right?
See, T's so excited it. Because this is the only time T sees me in duress. Like
under pressure.
This is the only time I'm under pressure because I have no idea what's going
no
on.
No idea.
So we're in this together. Let's go.
We're in this together. Oh my so, God. But before we get to our first game, and the first game is called Who Said It? But before we get into that, y'all,
I get that this year.
I hope so too. But you guys got to get where I'm at. You have to get where I'm at. So I'm going to play something for you. You have to get where I'm at. You got to get where I'm at. You guys are fired up like I am. Again, like I said, our first game is going to be called Who Said It? And I want everybody to participate in this.
Yes.
Because I have a timer too, Mike.
Oh, do you?
I got a timer too, Mike.
Oh my God.
Oh,
are you kidding me, T?
No, I'm not actually. I got a
timer. Are you kidding me?
Okay. I'm ready. Okay, first game. So this is the first game, Mike.
I don't even like how that music made me feel.
Who said it, Mike? First game is called Who Said It? I'm gonna ask Mike. I'm gonna say to Mike a phrase that someone said, and he has to tell me who said it. Okay, Mike's gonna get 8 seconds on the timer.
8 seconds?
Eight seconds.
Right,
that's it.
Cool.
That's it. All we got right. You know what I'm saying? 8 seconds. So I'm going to be trying to get some of these comments as well. Clock will be ticking. Yes, it will. Thank you for stopping by, John. I really appreciate you. Everybody that's in the chat, we appreciate you. So here's the first question.
Okay.
Honestly, I'll just say we got our ass beat. Who said it? Was it Dalton Kincaid? Was it Spencer Brown? Was it Mac Hollins? So he said, honestly, we just got our freaking ass beat. Who said it? Do you want answers again?
So you said, you said Kincaid.
I said, here we go. So, okay, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to do it. Kincaid.
Okay, Kincaid.
Spencer Brown.
Spencer Brown.
Or Mac Hollins.
Mac Hollins.
Jesus Christ, can I do the...
I didn't answer.
Okay.
I was just saying, okay, I'm ready. I'm not ready. Okay, you ready?
You go ahead. Who said it?
Spencer Brown.
Dude, what is you doing?
Oh, huh?
Why did you change your answer?
Oh, no, because the first one was Matt, right?
Matt Holland, yeah.
Yeah, that's who I had. And then I was like, all right. I got nervous because you stopped the music, so I thought I was wrong.
See, no!
Like this. All right.
You were right. It was Mac Hollins. He said that after the Bills beat them 35-0 in 2021, he said, someone asked him a question. He said, you know what? Honestly, we just got our effing ass beat.
Damn. I had the answer. See, this is why this bothers me. Because the silence.
Sandra said he had the right answer. Yes, Sandra. I don't know. Don't get scared.
Sandra, I tried. And she stopped the music, so I was like, oh, I'm wrong. Switch it. Okay, I ain't gonna do it again.
I'm gonna do the answer. I'm gonna say the question. I'm gonna say who said it. I'm gonna give you the ABC. Mm-hmm. ABC. Okay. And then I'm going to start the music, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
So and maybe that confused you.
I'll wait till the music start to think.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, that ain't well. All right, cool.
The culture, the coaching staff, they sold me very well.
Ooh.
Who said it?
Okay.
Was it A, David Edwards, B, Mitch Morse, C, Mike Edwards? Here is the music, Mike.
Okay. I'm ready.
What was it?
Mitch.
Are you final answer?
Why you do that? Why you do that?
Don't
no,
get
hold on.
Right. Oh my God.
See what I'm saying? All right, Mitch. I said I was right. No more Mitch.
Okay. Wrong. It was Mike Edwards. In his presser, he said to Bill sold him on a great culture in Buffalo.
So ashamed. This is that sort of guy.
You are 0-2, buddy.
Because I'm in my mind, I'm like, you know what? That do sound like what Edwards said, but I'm like, you throw the questions. You never have like a within a year or two. You go from wherever. So I don't even
know. No. So okay, I can't give you that because then I'm gonna give you. But
right. But in
so
mind,
what? But
you can ask me a question from 87.
No. It's okay. All in this year. It's all in this year.
Okay.
All of the who know. Said it are in this year.
Damn, I could have got all right. If I known that. All right, cool. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh my God, Joey! Look what Joey told. Look what Joey said. Hey, please, Joe, Joe have goes better than the questions. Bro. Big Mike. It's all good, brother. We got all day. We don't got all day, but
it's
yes.
It's really the pressure. It's really the pressure is what's doing it. Yeah, but I'm ready.
Third question.
Okay, I'm getting this one right.
Okay.
All right.
You want guys that can explode without the ball, but also want run after catch players. Guys that Josh can get the ball in their hands. Who said that? Was it Sean McDermott? If you want me to read the question again, I can. You want
nope. What?
Sean McDermott.
Uh-huh.
Brandon Bean.
Right.
Or Josh Allen.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I don't think I got it, but I got it.
All right, who was it?
Bean.
The answer was B. Brandon Bean, yes. And his presser, what was it, last week? Someone asked him what kind of wide receiver he's looking for. If he's looking for, oh, yeah, Joey got it too, B&B. Yeah. And he said that he wants some guy, a guy with explosion without the ball that can get those run after catch. So right. Hopefully we can get that today in this freaking draft.
Today.
And if not, I hope people don't explode if we don't go wide receiver first. But we'll talk about it during, you know.
It just depends on. The hottest ticket available is what we're going to take first round. Second round and the rounds after are laid out for real.
Okay. We'll definitely talk about it. Save that.
In my mind.
Right. Okay. Question 4. We are beginning a new version of the Buffalo Bills. Who said it? Was it Josh Allen, Osiris Torrance, I don't always get his name wrong, or Christian Benford? We are getting a new version of the Buffalo Bills.
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
All righty. Who was it?
Josh.
It was. Look at you. Josh Allen said on his presser, they asked him, you know,
about
the whole Diggs situation.
Yeah.
And they had said that, you see the question. I mean, you see the answers.
Yeah, you see, I've started pressing stuff last time. You remember?
I found
out some things. Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, it was Josh Allen. Let's hope Josh Allen gets a weapon this draft.
Listen. Huh?
You are 2-2.
Come on now. You feel, come on now. Huh?
Two Let's and go. Two. All right. Ooh. Question five. I'm excited to be part of a winning culture. Oh, who said it? Was it James Cook? Was it Matt Holland? Was it Curtis Samuel? Hold on. Do you know it?
With confidence, I say Samuel.
Okay. Bah, 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 bah. C.
Yes.
Curtis Samuel.
Shout out to everybody who believed in me in the chat. You know what I'm saying?
You are fucked.
Come on now.
Oh my God. Oh. Okay. Ooh. We'll never have a. Well, we might. No, we won't have a. Well, I would have to do a tiebreaker because I did six, but I'll just come up with one. All right.
Oh, it's six of them? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I should have did seven. My bad.
And shame on you for wishing me getting this last one wrong. I'm going to prove you right. Let's go. You were like, we can't do no tiebreaker. You ain't even give me no, you know what I mean? Come on. That's
my bad. Go. My bad. My bad. Okay. Okay. This is kind of a trick one, but maybe you'll get it.
Oh, my God.
It's not. It's not. It's not. I'm gonna grind even more. Is it Tyler Bass, Jordan Poyer, or Christian Benford?
Oh, all right. I got it.
Who is it?
I think it's Christian Benford.
I said it. I said it was a trick question.
Damn,
no.
You did. See, you
it was Tyler Bass. Yes, dang. It was.
And I'm thinking, work harder. You just kicking stuff. Whatever.
Oh, damn.
You know,
right.
I know. That ain't right.
All right. So I do have a tiebreaker one.
Hey, I'm glad everybody else got it wrong, too. I appreciate that. I appreciate the company, y'all. Thank you so much.
You are so silly. Okay, so I had one.
I bet you did. I don't even like how you hold your chin.
I have one. Okay.
Diabolical. Come on.
So he said, when he first came to Buffalo, we became like best friends, even though he's on the defense and I'm on offense. Damn. Who said it? Was it Shakir? Was it Christian Benford? Or was it what's the guy? Oh my God.
And Spencer Brown. We know it ain't C.
Spencer Brown.
We know it ain't C because you just guessed that name. So let's X that out. Who was the first one?
I said Shakir.
It's Shakir.
You got it right. It's Shakir. Did you see the Bills thing? Their video that came out?
Yeah, I did see it when they were practicing and stuff.
Yeah, so Christian Benford and Bernard got close, but they're on opposite sides of the field, so they don't really see each other. He said, at Bill's practices, because he's on the offense and he's on defense. Mm-hmm. But on the off season, you know, they see each other because their girlfriends are, you know, cool with each other. So yeah, so I just threw that one in there.
Well, that's nice.
Next time I'll do seven because I told you you do need seven. You don't need six.
That's seven, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I won.
Yes, you won.
Oh my God. Did I say that in the beginning? Hey, if everybody, who was here? We're going to get that clip and we're going to blend them together because I was like, I'm winning this year. And then y'all thought I was out.
Yeah. Huh? So you are 4-3. You won the first game. So yes. You are one game in. So for all that just came in, I just want to explain to you guys what we do on this show for our draft show. It's not a typical draft show. Mike and I don't do too many mock drafts. We will talk about like guys that we like, but typically we like to play games when it comes to our draft show. So if you're just now listening to us, please continue to watch and listen. We will have some draft talk, but typically we just like to play, you know, be very loose. If you ever watch this show, ever know me and Mike, we do talk about the Bills for sure. We go in depth, but we like to keep it light. We're not your typical podcast.
And so, FYI, in the comments, I'm never loose, okay?
So, yeah, okay. Mike's not loose. probably not a good thing in this day and age anyway. And I hate that people say no Diddy, because I don't really care. What's up? Hey,
but it fits the demographic.
But it's so crazy, though.
Hey, but it fits. That's the crazy part.
But I just can't do it.
If the glove do fit, put it on.
I'm sorry. Okay. But before we...
So light.
I know I did, right?
You said no Diddy, like it was like the library. You know, you said what I'm saying.
The library. John had said Shakir has been, he's been working out with Eric Mose. This is his second season working out with Eric Mose.
And so, Eric Mose, that's the great guy to work
out. Oh my God.
Great guy.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes, for sure. But before we move on to game two, I wanted to ask you a question. So if you had one player to get, money was available, money was no issue, what player would you get to bring to Buffalo for 1 year?
Damn. Oh, like somebody who's available?
Mm-hmm. I mean.
Right? It's
got
to be somebody
who's available. Yeah, yeah.
I guess it would have
no. They don't even have to be available, but just your
in my mind.
Yeah, just your one player. Because this we don't typically do, you know, we don't have no guidelines. So a player that you would
honestly, and I've thought about this. I've always said that. Like I really like Mike Evans. And I always thought that him and Allen would do wonders.
Yeah.
You know, together, just the style of Mike and how he plays, you know what I'm saying? His availability, and then Allen with his arm and his eye for the receipt. Like, I think they were always, it was always like a good blend that I saw that it would have been good. So, that's my.
And he was available. I don't even know if he was available.
It was like 2 days.
It was quick.
Yeah, it was 2 days. They were like, oh, Mike's a free agent. And then they was like, oh, Mike got paid. Tampa won't let him go. Are you crazy? That's the only
I know.
That's the only thing they got.
And then they signed. Didn't they sign Baker Mayfield too? Right.
Yeah. Which they should, because Baker played his ass off.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hold you. Like I was. Yeah. That was one of the players that I was happy to see kind of get out the mud a little bit. You know.
Yeah. Plus two. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, if your third chance looks like whatever, like Baker Mayfield. I mean.
I'm mad at you.
You know, I'm saying, good for him.
I think that's what a third chance is supposed to look like.
Yeah, because right. he was with the Browns. He was with.
Where'd he go?
Where did he go after the Browns? Oh, Panthers.
The Panthers.
Mm-hmm. And then he fit right into Tampa.
He did. He really did.
Good for him, though. Right. Good for him. Mine would be Chris Jones. I just think if we had Chris Jones on this defense, Mike.
Yeah, I know. He's like, that would be crazy. Yeah, that would definitely set us good. And you know what? Jones is supposed to be Vaughn.
Supposed to be Vaughn, or it's supposed to be Ed Oliver. And Ed Oliver and Jones are not the same.
Right.
Ed Oliver's light.
And he had a great year.
Who
Ed Oliver.
Yes, he did. He had a good year prior to him getting paid.
Oh yeah.
And that's why they probably gave him the money.
And you know what was crazy was like that year before we were like, okay, this year he has to do crazy, and he really did. And I was like, man, hey, if anybody like earned their money on the team. That man earned his money, like, in the right time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, kudos.
You sure did. All right, now we're going to move on to game two. I hope you guys are ready. Here we go. How well do you know James Cook? I kind of gave you.
Yeah, I don't remember, so don't even talk about it.
So this is the only game that I said to Mike. I said,
no, I'm not ready, John.
I said one of the games is how well do you know James Cook? And he was like, all right, cool. So we're going to see if Mike did any reading.
I didn't know.
Any looking at ups.
Nope. No, because it's here for the authenticity. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You see how my fingers together? You're here for the authenticity.
Got it. All right.
The jizz.
Your wife said, no, you didn't do any of that.
Right. She know.
Nothing.
I ain't going to lie.
All right. So our first question is, what number, and I know, come on now, what number did James Cook's father, Jesus, if I can
his
read
dad?
It, would be great.
What
was James Cook's father's favorite number? Was it A, number 4, B, number 33, C, number 28, D, number 14.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Number 4.
the fact that you, like, you know god dang well it was 4, like.
excuse me. The authenticity.
Right. Okay.
I got to play it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, not even that. James wore number 28 when he first came into with the Bills. And he changed it to number 4. Right. I don't know. I think somebody had number 4 maybe, and that's why he didn't.
I forgot who had 4 the year he came.
Yeah.
Who was it? It don't matter.
It don't matter, but his father fell in love with the number 4. It's a whole history behind it and why he did it. But also his brother, Delvin, also wears number 4 as well.
So. Yeah. The 4.
Yes. Question number 2 from how well do you know James Cook? Yes, he did. He wore 4 in college as well.
Put my Malcolm X hands together.
What phrase is James known for? Is it let James eat, James cook, let James be, or none of the above? I gotta just let it go. Okay, what is it, Mike?
I think it's let James cook.
It's let James cook. Ding, 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 ding. Because in that Dallas game, Josh was handing the ball. Why would I throw the ball if all I can do is just.
I could take my shoes off. This dude is rushing like a psycho. It didn't even make sense.
That Dallas game, yo.
Bro.
I want to say, you know. Last year, that might have been one of the best games I watched.
Yeah, we talked about it. Every time we say, oh, what was your highlight game?
Yeah, Dallas. And I think we both said no Dallas.
Question. Yeah, no question it's Dallas because it was just the joy.
I'm sitting here watching the game and saying, this can't be right.
This can't be right.
And then they did it. Like, they did no adjustments in halftime. I said, James is coming out here doing this again?
Yeah, because I think we texted and I was like, oh, they're going to do it again.
they're not going to stop him.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And in my mind, right, in years past, when we've had opportunities like that, we would switch up.
Right.
But there was not an ounce of switch up.
Mike.
They let James cook
for sure. So we always been, I said this story, I think, before. I said I had a podcast. It was called Third Quarter Down. Yep. Because in the third quarter, I don't know what happened in halftime when y'all went in there and started talking. You would come out, and it was just a whole different team.
Yeah.
It's like no momentum going over into the third quarter.
Yeah.
So then that Dallas game, I was like, oh, they're going to change it up. There's no way that they're going to allow James to continue to run the ball like this. Nope.
Right. And I'm like, they're going to rest them. No.
Nope.
James was like, I don't want to. I'm fine.
Right.
Give me the ball. And man, what if that's your resume, like your resume to get a job, you got it.
You got it. You got it. All right. So you are 1-1, I think, right, in this one?
No, no. I got two.
Oh, you got two. You got two.
Why you?
All right. My bad. My bad.
Doing that?
Mind your game. Okay. Question number three. What other team was interested in James Cook? Was it A, the Jets, B, Washington, C, New York Giants, or D, the Chiefs? Oh, wait. Wait, wait, wait. My bad. I gave you more time.
Y'all was hearing me think. Damn.
If you need more time, I'll give it to you.
I don't. All right. Okay. I think I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm not ready. I don't even know if I'm ready. Because who knows this? Nobody knows this.
All right. They know.
Okay.
Yeah. What other team was interested in? If you, it's C, the Giants. You're right. Correct.
I was right.
Yeah.
yes.
Your wife said the Chiefs.
Yes. Huh.
Good job. Good job.
Yes.
All right. We got two more questions. So, what business did James Cook's father run? Was it A, a coffee shop, B, a car wash, a mobile car wash, C, a corner store, or D, none of the above? Hold on. Mm-hmm. I'll give you another one.
Okay.
People in the chat. Go ahead.
Oh, chat. Nobody has this in the chat.
Okay.
Nobody.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Not a soul. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
None of the above.
Wow. A mobile car wash.
I'll tell you what I said in my mind when we get off. Okay. I said, when we get, because I don't want to say it now.
I get it. You can't do it. Yeah.
I'll tell you, because, man, I had to bite my tongue just now.
Yeah, okay. His father, not to get down, whatever, his father had diabetes. And he died at 46.
Wow. Yeah,
so he died young. Yeah.
Wow. God bless.
Yeah. No, let's make it happy again.
Right. Yeah, that's bad. Okay, so I'm
right. I'm sorry, my bad. In what NFL season did James Cook and his brother play against each other? Was it 2022, 2023, or C, never?
This is a trick question.
You need more time?
No. I can't even get a word in, T.
Hold on. Your wife said one.
All right. Okay. Wait a minute. What did we talk about? What was the question?
In what NFL season did James Cook and his brother play against each other?
It was 2023.
Nope. It was 2022. That was their first head-to-head week 10 against the Vikings. Yeah. So, you remember that game was overtime. We lost with the handoff. Remember that handoff game?
Yeah.
And Josh fumbled it inside of the freaking end zone, and they scored a touchdown. That was that game. So
that's why in my mind I'm like, oh, that's a trick question because I thought we played the Jets last year, but he wasn't playing.
Oh, right, right,
he wasn't playing.
So yeah, he wasn't playing.
Right. So, but I know he was on the team, so that was in my mind. I'm like,
right,
oh, trick question. Right. So, oh yeah,
right. Hey. So you got it was three. Six.
Three.
You got
two?
Three. Yep.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, so, you still won.
I mean, yeah.
You won two.
It was five questions, right?
Yep.
So I won again. Yes.
Yes. You're so silly. All right. Question. I have another question for you.
Really? Not pertaining to the game?
No. Okay, just right. we're just talking now. There's no more. This is not a game. This is just us talking. If you weren't a fan, if you weren't a fan of the Buffalo Bills, what other team would you root for?
I already told you, 49ers. I was as a child, I was fans of the 49ers and the Bills.
Really? Okay.
Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. Best combination. Oh. Yep.
Gotcha.
So I was, when I was young, I was a 49ers fan, Bills fan, I was a Knicks fan, and a Bulls fan.
How about those Knicks, man?
Man. Huh?
Yeah.
Come on.
Now. I'm excited.
Come on now. Hey, because the game was on late, right? So I'm in the living room.
I stayed up, too.
My throat. Because I'm trying to hold the yells. Because
no, I'm in bed yelling.
Right there. I'm like, oh my God. I'm doing this because my daughter's right here in the room. Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm loud and protruded and all that. And I'm talking about, I had to tell my wife, I laid in the bed. I was like, baby, the ending minutes of the game was like a movie. It was like a movie.
Babe. How many minutes was it?
No,
it was seconds.
A minute. It was seconds. It was like the last 30 seconds, maybe. I'm really, but wow.
That was a great ending.
Crazy. Look, it might be new 49ers. Yeah, that was a picture perfect ending to a wild game, and I couldn't.
And they don't even have their guy there. What's his name?
Randall.
I don't really want him on the team anymore. we're going to get back onto football. I just don't think the offense flows well when he's in.
It don't. Period. And he's a whiner. It don't flow well. He don't really play great defense.
He doesn't. And
I just don't like him, period.
Yeah.
I don't like his attitude. I don't like the way he looks at a basketball. None of that. I don't like him. I don't.
And I think he'll be gone. I think he'll be gone this offseason. Hopefully he will be.
Kick him. Kick him. Yes. Please.
But you're so silly. So mine is... As a kid growing up, I definitely was the Washington Redskins fan.
Really?
I was. I mean, I still keep my eye on them, Commanders, whatever. But if I had to say right now, it would be Detroit. I love what Detroit's doing over there.
Yeah.
I love Dan. I love their head coach, Dan Campbell. He's so fiery. He is the opposite of Sean McDermott. I think they're the same person, right? I think Sean McDermott and Dan Campbell is the same person. But Dan Campbell is so emotional, right? He's
I love you. To let it loose,
And Sean is just like...
Yeah. I want him to release. Like, I want him to...
Right.
You know what I mean? That be himself fully on the field. That would be amazing.
Yeah. I love Dan Campbell. I do.
You see that crap you put up and got rid of real fast?
Oh, Dallas. I was a Dallas fan. Yeah. Ooh, I'm sorry. Ooh. But I think everybody growing up was because Dallas was on TV and Dallas was the American team.
I hated all of them. I hated Michael Irvin. Oh, cokehead ass.
Oh, man. Michael Irvin was nasty, bro.
He's such a cocky bastard. But you know why? He was so good.
He caught everything, Mike.
Hey, except for when he played against Deion.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And then they had to join forces because Deion, boy.
Deion was trouble.
Was the man. Like, literally. You knew that there were going to be interceptions upon interceptions anytime he stepped on the field.
Yeah. He was really good.
I couldn't stand Emmitt Smith because watching
him. Well, as a Bills fan, you can't stand him.
I hated his guts. But you know why? But then I would sneak and watch him, like, if the Bills weren't playing. Because I like the way he ran low to the ground. It reminded me of generic Barry Sanders.
That's rude. No, you was going to take that out of my mouth. Listen, pause.
That's rude.
Till this day, I go back and watch Barry Sanders movies.
Yeah, it's
yo,
you won't say
Barry's. Well, because I think I've seen this 30-30 movie, yeah, right?
Oh, that's a blockbuster, because to watch this man do what he did,
Mike, the man ran so smooth.
It was
light. See, like he glided on the freaking field.
What's that called when they be doing the canoeing down in the rocks?
Yeah, and stuff yeah.
That's how he ran.
Yeah, because he would just jerk.
He was just like, whoa.
It was crazy.
And then to see him dig his feet in the dirt,
yes,
make people miss, and then just take off. And it was like,
crazy thing about that era, the shoulder pads was big as shit.
Oh my God. It looked like he had a mop stick in a shirt. That's how big the choice was. But yes. Man.
Yeah, he was. Oh my God,
the best runner of all time.
I have never seen. I'll stamp this. I don't care what nobody says. I have never seen another runner in the NFL to run like Barry Sanders. One, to move and glide like Barry Sanders. Two, like I'll give it to Cook. Cook is a smooth runner,
right.
But he's not a Barry Sanders. I've never seen it.
Like. When you know what, and what saddened me about Saquon is he used to always get hurt. Because when Saquon is in his bag,
yeah, he's good.
He's really good. He's good. Hands down, the best runner I've ever seen in my entire life with a football.
Yeah.
Hands down, Barry Sanders. Yeah. Even if you didn't like Detroit, you watched Detroit
play. Oh my God. You watched because of him.
Of period.
He stuck his foot in the ground, and it was just like, yeah, I watched one game. This man juked the whole D-line. You were like, no, they got him. Oh, no, they don't got him. Oh, they got him. Oh, no, I was like, this is crazy. And for him to say, I'm done, was crazy. You're on mute.
Or is it me? I'm back.
There you go. You got
my alarm went crazy. But yeah, just to see that man, and like you said, he would shift the whole defense.
Yeah,
just because of how he was running, and you would literally be in arm's reach, and you had no chance.
Yeah, yeah. So the it guy. Was just crazy.
The guy.
Oh man. So we got one more game, and then we're going to talk about maybe a little bit of the draft. Again, if you're just now tuning in, thank you.
This Hello.
Is Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. I am T. That is Mike. It is up there. This is our draft show. And we take things light. We are not draft professionals. And we like to, you know, play games on this day. So we're going to get you prepared and get you. Well, Mike don't like to be like, I said that we got like to keep things loose. So we just like to keep it light. So this our second game. Our third game, my bad. Our third game is this one. Uh-oh, my bad. My bad.
Hey, I started doing the hot feet.
I figure in between the games, I gotta have some, you know, game music.
Gotta have it.
Yeah, for sure. So the game, and this last game is called Wordplay. So I'm gonna say, I'm going to say a name. And you're going to give me the first thing that pops out of your mouth, out of your head. Okay?
Okay.
All right? Okay. All right. This one is a little spicy.
Oh. Okay.
Stephon Diggs.
Piss ass.
That's two words. I'll take it.
Sorry. Oh, it's one word. My bad.
Yeah. It can be hyphenated. Like, it can be...
Ain't no space in between that. That's okay. Whole one thing. Four S's. Yes, everybody.
I can't put that up there, but you can read that, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay.
You spell it right, so you can still put it up there. No? Okay. Itch.
Okay. Teron Johnson.
Beast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I'm trying to do all this. Oh no, first thing. Brandon Bean.
Smooth.
Yeah. Okay. Osiris Torrance.
Oh, champion.
Yeah, man. Who you got for Osiris Torrance? Is you said crazy for Osiris Torrance? Maybe?
No, she was talking about, I don't know which one she's talking about. She's probably talking about,
Brandon Bean was the last one.
Bean.
Probably. Okay. Daquan Jones.
Anchor.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, she said Bean. Shakir.
Flash.
Khalil Shakir. Terrell Bernard.
What was I gonna say? He's like the legislator. I feel like he's the law. You know, like if you, okay, I know that my one word is law.
It's cool. Go ahead. Yeah.
But if you were in like a precinct, like the head detective, that's him.
He's in the precinct. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He's the head
detective. Sergeant. He's a sergeant.
Yes.
Okay. Spencer Brown.
Ooh. Frankenstein.
I like Spencer Brown. Hopefully he's still here after the draft.
You know why I call him Frankenstein?
Why is that?
Just because how he play, like he's relentless. Like no matter hurt, whatever.
Yeah.
He still keeps walking forward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He had a great year last year too.
He did. He really did. So that's why, you know, Frankenstein. Unstoppable.
Matt Milano.
Ooh. The GOAT. That's two words.
That's fine. GOAT is fine. Dalton Kincaid.
Oh man, that's Clark Kent.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. The Buffalo Bills.
Greatest.
Okay. I like it. And that is the end of our games, but that doesn't mean it's the end of the show. Because you know what we got going on next. Let me find it.
Joe, where is it? Matt Milano, my answer is worried. Sir.
Wait, why are you worried about Matt Milano?
Sir. What are we not going to do? This ain't, no. Matt Milano is that's him.
I don't see it.
Hold on, let me get it. He'll be all right. Hopefully.
Matt Milano is my answer is worried. I mean, I get what you're saying, but Joey.
I get it. Joey, don't do that.
I think he's going to be ready. We're only in April. I think he'll be fine.
And they kind of hinted to him being close to ready towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
We remember that.
What do you mean it's not a regular injury?
Hey,
I thought he just broke his leg.
Hey, I need you to put your negative notebook under the desk, okay?
Let me see.
What he had. It was a knee injury, right? Like, it wasn't like a...
The bone chip that he has took 3 years to fulfill. Okay. You got me looking what happened to Matt Milano. Matt.
Was it a bone chip?
Matt Milano's injury.
That's not good.
He fractured his leg and he tore his ACL.
Oh, okay. So, Joe.
He broke his leg.
He broke his leg.
And he tore his ACL.
Right. Ouch. Double ouches.
He said, ouch. I mean, look, here's the thing. Hey. They played without Matt Milano last year. I understand that it was the guy off the couch. I forgot his name that fast. The old man off the couch. No disrespect to him. But also, too, there is our rookie, that's Williams, 1 year underneath another year, actually, another year underneath this defense. So I'm concerned, not concerned. So,
but boy, I get it.
But also, too, is April.
The new thank duo you, Sandra. Him, AJ Klein, yep. The new duo thank you, between Sandra him and
Sandra.
Is it Benford? Is that Benford or Bernard?
Yes, yes. Benford is a cornerback.
Yeah.
Cornerback.
So Bernard, him and Bernard, and Milano back there is going to be insane.
It is.
Do you understand me? What? Because
I get it. I get the worries. I get all of that, but also to
put positivity in the air. Send it to him.
I'm with you with all of that, but it's April, so I'm just gonna say it's April. If he's not there when it comes to training camp, if we're gonna have some hiccups, you know, on training camp, we'll come back on here and we definitely gonna talk about it. But right. For right now,
he's fine.
We got Darian Williams.
Yeah,
He played really well. And not even that. You know, when you first come in, you're a rookie. Everything's fast. You're just running. Your head's just run. You just, whew.
Yeah.
I think everything will slow down for Williams.
Yeah, because he's got a year under his belt. He's got rid of all the kinks. And I feel like for him to go into these games and perform like he did, it really.
And he has some good games, though.
You know, he has some really good games. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's not really too much adjustment on him. Which is really good. Like for a rookie, he came in and did a good job.
I just kind of wish they probably would have played him, to be personally honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
I wish they would have just played him.
Yeah, like, of course.
That last game, I wish they would have played him more against the Chiefs.
He's fast, man.
Yeah.
He's super fast.
And you can't teach anticipation. You can't teach instincts. Mm-hmm. It's either you have it, or you don't. Williams has it.
He's got it.
He has it.
He's got it. They're just going to teach him when to shoot. That's it.
Yeah, boom. There you go.
He's a shooter. They're going to teach him when to shoot. That's it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. We missed this, but it's back now, y'all. It's back. Here we go. So what's up? You know what it is. It's called the Care or Care Less. This is the segment where we care or we can care less. Getting right into the draft. So the draft is here. We are here. It's Christmas. So do we care or care less if the Buffalo Bills draft a wide receiver with their first pick at 28? Because people are saying they might get an edge. Go defense. Do we care or care less?
I could care less. And I say that only in the mind state of I know we're going to pick the best person available.
Mm-hmm. Well, Brandon Bean did say.
We might move up. That's what I'm saying. We might move up and shoot our shot at a receiver. Ideally, as a standard fan, I want a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
As a little bit more seasoned fan, I want the best person available. I hope it's a receiver, right?
I just you cannot strip away Diggs and Davis. And I know we got Sanders, Curtis Samuel, and Samuels, my bad. Mm-hmm. And I know we got Mac. Yeah, whatever.
Right.
They're not replacing the Diggs. Diggs was top five when it came to receiving last few years. So you can't replace that and say, and you, I know you want to calm down the fans, right? You want everybody to not worry because it's April, but
right.
You cannot remove that chunk of offense and say, we're going to go defense, guys, in the 28th pick. Like, I wouldn't right. be looking like, okay, I know you got a plan.
Right. Right. But well, I don't like it.
I don't like what you're doing.
Your microwave ain't working right.
Come on, man. You don't go Joey. Into. What did Joey say?
You see, Joey?
What did he say? Let's.
If there was a situation where the receiver from Washington was available or the edge rusher from UCLA, which one would you pick?
Oh, my God.
Damn, that's insane. Because that receiver from Washington, it's really good.
Okay, so Brandon Bean did say in his presser that he didn't have 28 grade A picks. I don't know, to right. be quite honest with you. Right. I really do want a receiver. I do, but also too, you've seen in the games down the stretch, our defense has let us down.
Right. Right.
So, but I also know. Too want a receiver to help this offense out.
Yes.
So, and, I mean, I think that's where I'm at. I'm at receiver.
And John, I feel the same way. I do want Shorty to play well also.
Yeah, we don't know what that looks like.
Right. We don't know what that looks like, but it better look freaking good. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love the receiver from Washington. I ain't gonna hold you.
Doomsday.
Bonds had enough time to recover. So we're okay with that. We got Rousseau. We got.
We definitely need another edge. We need an edge rusher for sure because Avon is getting up there in age. We're going to need. I mean, they're going to get defense because Sean McDermott is a defensive coach. So,
yeah, that's a
defensive inevitable. Minded head coach.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's inevitable. But I feel like we need to. Yeah.
I mean, some of the guys that they came through, Troy Flanker, and they had up here, they had Xavier Worthy, they had Walker from North Carolina, they had Coleman from Florida State. They've had a lot of guys come through. So, if this guy is available, I'm Leggett, right? Is that his name? If he's available, go get him.
Yeah.
But also, too, you already know, like, how the draft is set up. It's always it can be one particular team to mess the draft up. And now you're just like, okay, they weren't supposed to do that.
We were talking about that pre-show. I was like, I can't wait to see who screws up. And you know what? Our days of screwing up are long behind us. I'm not worried about that. I'm just want to see who's going to mess it up this year, because it's always funny because soon somebody mess up, they carry it throughout the whole draft that day. Mm-hmm. They carry it throughout the whole day because literally now everybody's cards have to be reshuffled. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And are you talking about the guy from UCLA, the guy that had the neck injury, Joey? Because if you're talking about that guy, I'm going to pass on him.
Yeah, I'm more receiver driven right now.
But I thought Tolo Lole, I forgot his name. He's an edge rusher. Latua. Oh, yeah. I can't even say his. I don't want to mess his name up. But I think I'm good with him. Yeah. But that being said, guys, that is the end of our draft show.
Listen, tonight's the night.
It's
3 o'clock, 5 more hours, depending on where you are.
Yes.
But no matter where you are, it's still going to be 5 more hours. hey, you see how I did that, T? Hey.
You are crazy. Yeah. But, guys, look, if you haven't already done this, please hop over to the YouTube channel and like, subscribe to our channel over there. We did a little pod before the pod. It's over there. Go over there and check it out. We talked about some of the requests of trades over there. We did like a 5-minute talk about that over there. So go over there and check it out if you're not doing anything.
Do we call it the PP?
The pod before the pod?
The pre-pod? The PP?
When you say that, you have to say no what? Mm-hmm.
No Diddy, but hey, make sure y'all go over there and watch the PP and then come, you know, it don't flow like I wanted it to. All right.
Yes, you are talking about the guy. Yeah, I'm good. Joey, I love the fact that he is pro ready, but we just seen Matt Milano, we just seen Jordan Poirier with his neck situation. Ooh. And this guy had to actually stop playing football and then came back. So I don't know if the Buffalo Bills will go. If they do, great, because he's ready to go first day.
Yesterday.
But right. But I think I would pass on him just because of his history of neck injury.
And that's a serious injury.
Absolutely.
That's a serious injury there.
Love this. But thank you so much.
Sandra, thank you always tuning in.
Yes.
Showing love. We appreciate you. We appreciate all of you guys coming through and checking us out and just being Bills fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I think that's it for us, guys. Yes, he has a fused neck. Yes.
That's
insane. Yeah. But guys, go watch the draft. I don't know what you're doing. Do you have any plans? Like, are you going out? Are you eating something? What are you doing, Mike? What's your draft game day looks like or whatever?
I'm going to take these socks off and drink some coconut water and probably watch the draft. I ain't going to hold you. nothing too exciting, you know.
I'm going to drink a craft beer and probably do some notes and watch the draft. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
See what I'm saying? And of course, we're going to be communicating.
Tonight, oh, absolutely.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I'm almost positive that on the phone.
Right. And we're not even that. We might just drop a pod, just a little quick preview of what happened on Friday or Saturday or something like that. So just be on the lookout for that as well. But again, thank you guys. Mike is going to get us out of here, but thank you guys for tuning in. Our third annual pod draft show. Thanks, guys.
And I came out victorious.
You did. You did.
Hey, listen.
You did. Proud of you.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. That's it. Listen, well, if you ain't know where you was, it's crazy because it's been here the whole time, just like we have. So we appreciate everybody coming through, and make sure y'all tune into the draft tonight. And we need all the wishful thinking and everybody. If your hair can slick back, put some gel in and slick back in honor of Bean, because he's about to go wild.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So without further ado, Joey, we love y'all. John, we love y'all. Appreciate you. Without further ado, if you ain't know where you was, I'm going to tell you. I'm Mike. That's T. Anywhere we at, we in the place to be. Shot 143. And this has been Not Your Average Podcast in the 716. You heard the name. Go Bills.
Girl Bills. Peace, y'all.
This has been Not Your Average Podcast in the 716 with T and Mike, only on the Built in Buffalo Podcast Network.
Here we go. Hey, everything on three. Number three. 1-on-1. 1-on-3. 1-2-3. Wait. That's your average podcast. So that gets me going, man.
Do me a favor. Say a prayer in typical old one. Go Bills.